Life Audio.
A Prayer to Surrender Our Desires to Christ by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Matthew 16:24-25. Before I became a stay-at-home mom, I worked in a small medical office for 4.5 years. And that job was difficult for me because I encountered a lot of hurting people. And as we all know, hurting people hurt people. There were many days I'd drive home crying and collapse on my bed because of the exhausting day of what felt like being a human punching bag. I constantly asked the Lord to get me out of there, but He had other plans for me. I longed for the day when I would be used in ministry. But what God was trying to get me to understand was, my ministry was right in front of me. Every single patient who walked into our office was an opportunity to share the love of Jesus. Once my eyes were open to that truth, my experience in that office changed, and the Lord, in turn, changed me. I would pray every single morning that God would bring someone across my path who I could pray for and share truth with. And guess what? God always provided. I was given countless opportunities to pray for people and to share truth with them. If I would have stayed in my selfishness, wanting to escape the uncomfortable, I would have missed out on real life that only comes from denying ourselves and following Christ's ways over our own. It's human nature to seek after what our hearts and flesh crave, but we do not have to give in to that kind of nature. For as we learn in Colossians 3:10, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and Ephesians 4:24, we have a new nature in Christ Jesus. Jesus told his disciples there's a better way to live if we truly want to be a Christ follower. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Matthew 16:24-25. Jesus died to bring us life. Our life starts with our death. In dying to self, we feel pain and joy as the light of God shows up in other people's lives so that He would receive glory. His resurrection life leads to our resurrection life and power. Our resurrection life and power is an ongoing commitment to death to self. And although we've been given this command from our Lord, He doesn't leave us to our own strength to follow through. The Holy Spirit empowers us to set aside our selfishness and learn how to surrender our desires and be selfless like Jesus, preferring others above ourselves. We're then empowered to fully surrender and die to self. This lifestyle of surrendering our love for self helps us bear much fruit, and we'll see others come to Christ as well. How have your freedoms and prosperity made you comfortable? Have your freedoms and prosperity in life made you a comfort-seeking consumer? Is it a joy for you to die daily and come after Jesus? If this is a struggle for you, let's go boldly to the throne of grace and ask Him for help to surrender, to dying to self and following Christ where true life is found. Father God, I repent for trying to hold on to my life when You've asked Your followers to deny themselves and take up their cross and follow You. I surrender my love of self and lean on Your grace to walk in Your ways, preferring others more than myself. I set aside my desire to be comfortable and avoid pain and trust that you have joy for me in a life of selflessness and service. Help me have boldness to tell others about you and share your love and truth with whoever comes my way. Thank you for laying your life down for me to find true life eternal. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.